want to dedicate the shir Le'ilu Nishmas Meir Ben Klonimus, Rabbi Norden, Le'ilu Nishmasu. You know, live mamish in this house a good portion of the time, so it's mamish like a shiva home. So it's okay. We'll start with kashrus. What I'm going to speak about tonight is mostly theoretical. Okay, so I just want to make that clear that the chatchila halacha and the bidiyevid halachas are very, very different. And the what we're going to learn tonight is the halachas of reyach, reicha, as opposed to next week in Yirtzeh Hashem, we're going to learn the halachas of zeya. The difference between them basically is reicha applies to dry foods and roasting, baking, even foods that have somewhat some kind of liquid in them, but they're basically solid dry foods. Those foods, unless you actually see steam, you know, a considerable amount of steam rising from them, right, then the problem of zeya doesn't apply, which is a much more serious problem. They only apply reicha. Reicha means an aroma. And the aroma from one food, a kugel or bread, goes into another food or whatever. Basically, la halacha we paskin reicha lav milsa, which means that theoretically, and again, it's only theoretical, you can have a piece of meat in an oven, roasting, right next to it, a treif, and right next to it, kosher meat, and it's perfectly okay. As long as none of the gravy from the kosher meat, if the treif of meat goes to the kosher meat, it's not dripping on it, not touching, they're two separate things in the same oven, we'll see what the conditions are, and that's perfectly okay. It's only lechatchil, only bidiyevit. In other words, if it happened, you did it, it's still kosher. What's nogeya to us, we usually have treif meat cooking in our ovens. So milchus and fleishiks. You have a cheese fondue right next to a fleishik piece of lamb chop. Remember what that was? The, what's it called? Baking, broiling in an oven. They don't touch. There's no splattering, whatever, any, barring any other intermingling. They're both kosher. Yeah, both remain fleishik, milchik, no iser. You can eat both of them. We don't do that. Okay? But if for some reason you did do that, or even less than that, where really is it a problem? You have something pariv baking in an oven where there's something fleishik at the same time baking. Is the fire of a thing become fleishik or milchik, the opposite thing? Okay. Usually we don't put milchiks and fleishiks in the oven at the same time, but then we'll in 3 weeks speak about using ovens intermittently, alternatively for milchiks and fleishiks. But now we're talking about doing it at the same time. Okay. So again, lechatchila, none of what we're going to say, we'll see what that lechatchila is. And bidiyev is a different story completely. Okay, let's see what which foods can there be aroma. Lean foods that don't have any fat, in other words, meat that has no fat on it, which is also irrelevant because for all practical purposes we consider all of our meats fatty. But if there will be such a thing as mamish lean meats, then you could roast a kosher meat and treifa meat in the same oven at the same time and be perfectly kosher. Okay, fatty meats, okay, there's more of a problem because the fat could transfer the taste. And again, we treat all of our meats like fatty meat. Now, whether b'dievid, so the chatchila for sure, you can't roast two kinds of meat, one kosher, one treifa, the same thing. Bread, or anything similar to bread, cakes, breads, or whatever, they are for sure not fatty. They have very little liquid, okay? And therefore, me'ikar hadin, you can bake kosher bread and non-kosher bread in the same oven at the same time, and one doesn't affect the other. That's why me'ikar hadin, you can burn the challah, you know, the piece that you take off, that has to be burnt in the same oven at the same time that you're baking bread. You have to do it a separate time, maker hadin. Okay, the custom is not to do it at the same time, but you could do it at the same time. Okay, another exception on the other side is dover charif, sharp foods. Okay, thing like onions or whatever. There, a sharp food does transfer aroma and becomes usher, and therefore if you have a sharp food, Shaila, whether the kosher one is sharp and therefore it absorbs the taste, or if the treifa one is sharp, it gives in the taste more. There's difference of opinion. Again, for all practical purposes, it's not nogeya really, except for bidyevich situations. We'll get to the bidyevich situation in a second. But lechatchila for sure, you can't put either one. Sharp foods means like onions is a good example. Okay, you can't put onions to bake in a treifa onions and kosher onions at the same time. Okay. Now, those are the different kinds of food. Now, what kind of oven? Okay, in a very large oven, which is not nogeya to us at all because nobody has an oven this size, the oven would have to be 272 square feet. So if that's a real industrial oven, and their ovens are much bigger than that. I used to give hashgacha in Florida for the Chafke. They gave hashgacha to Arnold's Breads. They baked their breads in this oven that was probably the size of three Moshav houses, or maybe bigger. It was like gigantic. It was like a walk-in oven. I never really walked in it. It was a walk-in oven. It was at least a city block long and as wide as this room. And I remember Rabbi Center once told me, next time I go to inspect the plant, I should ask them to turn off the oven and let it cool down to less than yad, so let it boil for a while, and then turn it back on so they could say that the breads were all Pas Yisrael, that the Jew had turned on the oven or turned on the pilot light. But I had to first turn off the oven and then heat it up again. So I went to the plant manager and I said, we would like to have the ovens turned off, cooled down, and relit while I'm here, right, so we can make this even more kosher than it was before. And after the guy stopped laughing, Mamashi, like he uncontrollably laughed for the next 2-3 minutes, he said, we haven't turned this oven down in 27 years. We can't turn this oven down and turn it on again. It'll take us like 4 weeks to get the oven up again. He said, these ovens are never turned off. They run 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they've been doing that for the last 27 years. So he told me, you'll have to make your bread more kosher out of the way, but this is not the way to do it. And that was the end of that. But I said, there are ovens like this. So if you happen to have an oven that is, how much is this over here? 272 square feet, right, or 25 square meters big, then there's absolutely no problem, even lechatchila, of roasting things in the same oven, because the aroma dissipates completely in that area. Okay, what about a regular size oven? So a regular size oven, like our ovens are, okay, if the oven has a vent, and all ovens have a vent, there's no electric or gas oven that doesn't have a vent. It's totally closed. And to the best of my knowledge, microwave ovens don't have a vent. They have a fan, but it's all contained. Microwave ovens don't have a vent. There's no vent to the outside. Maybe there is sugar.
There is.
Covered up. Yeah. So microwaves also have a vent. Yeah, okay, so there's no oven, to the best of my knowledge, that doesn't have a vent. And a vented oven...
It would blow up otherwise.
Yeah, a vented oven presents, b'dievid, no problem. If by mistake you roasted two things or baked two things in the same oven, we'll see if milchus inflation may be a problem. Not to make it osser, but milchus imparav, or fleishik imparav. Milch inflation doesn't become osser. There's no problem. A closed oven is more of a problem. Okay. If foods are covered, and they don't have to be hermetically covered for this, but if they're covered at all, then reyach is not a problem. Reich can't dissipate from a covered thing. When we get to Zeya, we'll see that it has to be tightly covered, because otherwise steam does get out. But aroma doesn't escape if it's covered even with a regular, what's it called, regular cover. Okay, so now, lechatchila. You're not allowed to roast kosher and non-kosher meat in the same oven, even if they don't touch, even if there's no spillover, even if they're both lean, whatever, doesn't make any difference. That's lechatchila. Also, you can't roast or bake meat and dairy in the same oven, right? Even if they don't touch each other, whatever. That's the rule lechatchila. Okay? So if you have something in your oven baking milchik, you can't bake fleishik at the same time. Okay. You're allowed to bake bread or cakes, one kosher and whatnot, one not kosher, in the same oven at the same time. You know where this is really nogeya? You go to work, and you work with people that don't keep kosher, and they have something baking in the oven, and you want to put something baking in the oven at the same time. Nikar adin, it's okay, like breads or cakes. However, it's preferable that you don't do that either. So for all practical purposes, you can't bake or roast anything, even if it's not, no steam, just aroma. You can't bake in the same oven, even if the oven is vented and it's big. It doesn't make a difference. All that is lechatchil.
At the same point.
What? Same time. After we'll see what later. Okay. If you baked any of these things in a vented oven, they don't become asr. So if you have something kosher in a non-kosher oven, together with something non-kosher in the same oven at the same time, where there's no noticeable steam, one doesn't prohibit the other one. However, even bread, which is the most lenient, right, where even there, nekar adin, you're allowed to bake kosher bread and non-kosher bread in the same oven, just, it's better not to, okay? If you bake something fleishik and a challah at the same time in the oven with the fleishik thing, okay, no steam, then you can't eat the challah with milchiks, because that's considered lechatchila. Because you can eat the challah, just don't eat it with the milchiks. So that's considered, even if you did it already, you can't use it for milchiks, unless you have no other challahs for Shabbos except for that, right? You baked it in with milchiks in an oven, and now you have a milchika challah. It's not really milchik, but it was baked in a milchika in an oven together with something, with some, milchika pudding or something at the same time, baked together, and you don't have any challahs for Shabbos. So you can always get from my daughter, but if you didn't, what's it called, you can, I always like to sneak in these commercials. But if you don't have anything else to eat for Shabbos, and you need to eat challahs that you can eat with leishiks, you can eat the challahs. But if you could easily eat them with milchiks, you don't need them for fleishiks in an emergency situation, then you can't eat them with fleishiks, you have to eat them with milchiks.
You're making the challahs? Sorry, the rab making the challahs?
No, I don't make the challahs. If I would make the challahs, forget about
that. The email comes from the rab.
Oh. Yeah? No, even my wife doesn't make the challahs. Oh. We also don't buy them.
It says Dora's name on it.
It says my name on the challah?
No, the email.
Oh. It's
okay. It's one of my less known talents.
Very good.
Delivery boys are very cute.
And huh?
The delivery kids are very cute.
Yeah. Okay. Next. B'di'evit. Okay, that's lechatchila. So for all practical purposes, use your oven for kosher things, not for treifa things also, and use them for sure, milchus and fleishiks, at different times, even baking and roasting. Now, b'di'evit. Okay, this is really what this is for. You did it by accident, by mistake. You had two things. You had something baking in the oven, fleishik, and one of your darling little children put in a piece of pizza. In the same oven, happens. So now what happens? Pizza is fleishik, the whatever it was, milk of the flesh is asher b'chalav, or it's okay.
Pepperoni and...
Right. So if the oven is a regular oven, okay, which means that it's vented, okay, there's no problem. No problem. If it's in a microwave, he says over here, a microwave is completely closed. It's not true. A microwave has a vent. It's no different than any other oven with a vent. I don't understand why... in any case, it has a vent. There's no shaila, it has a vent. So there's no shaila. If you do that, and it's not something that has steam, it's not a liquid that, or it's not noticeable steam in a solid thing, then if you had pizza and somebody put in their hamburger at the same time, they're kosher. Both are kosher. You can eat them both. Okay. If one of the foods is a dover charif, one of the foods is an onion kugel, right, so it's dover charif, then it's a problem. Then you can't eat the, if it's kosher and non-kosher, you can't eat the kosher one, obviously. You can't eat the treif one anyway. And if it's milchix and fleishix, it's a problem. Then the what's it called, the sharpness absorbs the aroma from the other one, and the sharp one you can't eat. Okay. Whether you can eat the non-sharp one is a shot. If either of them are covered, even if it's sharp, it's all no problem. Yeah.
But a dover charif, that's all those things which is a question, what's a dover charif? So this halacha, it's considered...
If it's a questionable dover charif, then it can be meikel. Because reicha is lav milsa, and even by a dover charif, it's a questionable dover. It depends what... give me an example. What... a lemon, I think, is a question. I'm not sure ethical. It pashtus because reicha is, even if it's also only the rabbanon, pashtus could be mekel. But I have to take a look and see. I remember. Okay. Okay, that's pretty much, again, all of this is where it is only aroma, not zeil, not what's it called? Steam, meaning liquid things. Steam is a completely different halacha. We'll learn it next week. And these halachas, the lechatchila, is only if you're baking them together in the same oven. Using the same oven, milchix and fleishix, one after the other, is a different shaila altogether. And that we'll get to in 2 weeks, in Yirtzeh Hashem. Okay. He does bring down over here another inyan, and that is... if what's it called, can you smell things that are treif? Can you inhale them? Okay. You walk by a treifa restaurant and you want to get a nice whiff of the delicious treifa things that are making. Are you allowed to inhale, or you have to put a clothespin on your nose and hold your breath or whatever? So halacha is that in this situation also reicha is lav milsa by things that are usur to eat. It's not called eating. So taking a nice whiff of what's cooking in a nice treifa bakery or treifa restaurant is 100% okay. What's not okay is if it's usur b'hanoah, something that you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from, like they're cooking basar b'cholav, right? Milk and meat together, is you're not allowed to enjoy it either. You can't have any enjoyment from it. You can't feed it to your dog. So you can't have any enjoyment there. You can't take it with you, because then that's called enjoyment. Okay. There is an opinion that even isuri hanoah, if the things are primarily made for eating and not for smelling, you could even also smell it. If it's not made for smell, but something that's also made for the smell, and you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from it, then that's a normal kind of enjoyment to have from that thing. That's also according to everybody. And the other one, also better not to, for instance, chametz on Pesach. Chametz on Pesach, also b'hanoah. Can't walk by a bakery on Pesach and take the aroma of the chametz, because that's an isur hanoah, and that you can't do. Okay. But otherwise, treifa things, you're allowed to inhale. And the aroma is not considered taste, not considered mamoshes of the prohibited thing. Okay, any questions on this? Okay.
I mentioned with the.
No, but here we say if it would be that it absorbed the fleishiks, you couldn't eat it all together, because it's basar b'cholov, right? So you wouldn't be able to eat it alone. The fact that you're allowed to eat it means that it didn't absorb anything of the fleishiks, so it's totally milchik. So you can eat another pizza with it too.
I mentioned about that it's considered lechachila if you have the bread,
right?
Because you can just not eat it,
right? Just not eat it with it, right?
So the other way, if the bread is, let's say, was cooked with baked with fleishiks,
right?
So same thing, you can't eat with milchiks, but it doesn't make you fleishiks, though. It
doesn't make you fleishiks for sure, not. Right. No, that's for sure, not. Yeah.
And there's a Latin about the sheep that says that's also about that the smell might be not your palate. It's not made for them. But why?
Why
would it be like, still
hanah? Because what?
It's still
hanah. Yeah, but shaloka derech. That's not what the things, the derech of that thing is to eat, not to smell.
So, like, for example, pig, that's there, right? So,
yeah.
Also,
but
the derech is to eat it.
Right. So right. But pig is not also
hanah. And then, okay, fine, something was wrong.
Basar b'chol. Or,
fine.
Yeah.
Fine, so it doesn't, like, seem to differentiate between, like, with the way of hanah.
You know, so that's a halacha, that something that's also b'hanah is only also k'derech hanah also. But shelo k'derech hanah, in some cases is mutter, in some cases is just not us, it's only also midrabanan in some cases. But reicha and it's shelo k'derech, some hold is mutter.